This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9 and 3AW Better Together.
Better Together.
With 3AW's Neil Mitchell and Joy's David McCarthy, raising awareness of issues affecting today's youth. Have your say. Call 96 900 693 or 131 332.
131 332.
29 to 11, you're getting used to that throwback, aren't you?
I am. But I've got to tell you, that last call, Karen, that knocked me round. That's such a common story. You know, she's struggling. You know, her son's struggling. And if you're still listening, Karen, stick at it.
Yeah. That's why we're here. And Karen's brave to do it, brave to ring up, and you can hear the pain, and Michael will talk to her later. But there'll be people listening going through exactly the same thing.
And, you know, this is an issue that's so much a part of our society, and we haven't even started to address it. And what Beyond Blue's doing is fantastic. It's a great initiative, but we need a whole of community approach, Neil. It's not enough just for you and I and the people out here to be doing it. We need a whole of community, and it's not just about money. It's about people understanding the issue.
I'd like to pursue that with you in a moment. Matt, hello, Matt.
Hi there, Neil. How are you?
Okay.
That's good. Look, I'm the minister that was forced to resign from Lilydale Baptist Church late last year because of my support for gay marriage.
Yeah.
And look, I again really empathise with the previous caller there, and I hear that story over and over and over again, particularly in our church settings. And
why were you forced to resign? You supported gay marriage.
That's correct. That's basically the extent of it.
And we saw the same thing in the Seventh-day Adventists. They've terminated
right.
a gentleman for the same the same reason.
Same reason.
And you know, this is you know, we're talking about people. What Jeff was talking about, you know, what you're doing isn't illegal. It's you know, sexuality isn't a choice. It's the way we are. And to penalise people and to punish people, and for you, you know, as a Christian, to not be able to involve yourself in that church because of your support for same-sex marriage. I mean, I'm not going to swear on it. It's an outrage. Mm. It's just an outrage. And the people who do that, you know, they need to take a good, long, hard look at themselves, because the attitudes that they're putting out there, they've got blood on their hands.
Okay, Matt, thank you for calling. The Minister for Mental Health has called in, Mark Butler. Mr. Butler, morning.
Morning, Neil.
Yes, what, did you have something to add?
Oh, look, I just want to congratulate you for doing this show. I'm up in Brisbane today launching some training for psychologists who are being funded to provide very urgent counselling needs for people whom GPs and hospital emergency departments identify as being at risk of suicide. I was hearing some stories only half an hour ago of people presenting at hospitals, not necessarily unwell enough to be admitted, but who are able to be put in front of a psychologist out in the community.
But have you heard the stories about hospitals that turn suicidal kids away and say, well, you did it to yourself, we've got to look after really sick people? Have you heard the stories about people queued up who can't get psychological help when they want it?
I've heard some terrible stories. That's why we designed this program and put funding particularly for people to be able to be referred off from hospitals and GPs for some specialist counselling by psychologists who are trained particularly in dealing with people at risk of suicide or who might recently have attempted suicide. So program will assist around 40,000 people identified over coming years and provide a service that just hasn't been there in the past.
Mark, 40,000 is a start, but let me ask you this. When the Prime Minister of this country says she doesn't support same-sex marriage, she says that we, as gays and lesbians, are second-class members of society. What do you say about that?
Well, look, people have different views about the question of marriage. I've been very open with my views. I've written about them. I've spoken at rallies that I do support marriage equality. I think it's a question of dignity for a very large number of fellow Australians. So, I mean, I think there are different views around. I've very strong views about it myself and have spoken and written strongly in support of marriage equality. We do know that there are issues around stigma and discrimination that do cause extra mental health issues, that do cause people to think of the worst and think about suicide, which is why we've also funded the LGBTI Health Alliance for a fantastic program called Mind Out for suicide prevention training for the LGBTI community particularly.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in. The Minister for Mental Health, Mark Butler. You liked getting into him, didn't you?
Oh, look, you know, it's so...
Come on, you can admit it.
Okay, it is so easy. You know, the Prime Minister and the opposition leader need to bloody stick a needle in themselves or something. They need to wake up and realise they can spend as much money as they want and they can send as many messages of support as they want. People should be entitled to get married, and when the Prime Minister says they can't and when the opposition leader says they can't, they feed directly into people's lack of self-esteem, and we know where that leads. And guys, Julia and Tony, wake up, stand up, and support the youth of Australia. That's what it's about.
We need, after that, well said, I agree. This is a bit of a worry. We agree.
Oh, it's fantastic.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 and 3AW Better Together.
Better Together.
With 3AW's Neil Mitchell and Joy's David McCarthy, raising awareness of issues affecting today's youth. Have your say. Call 96 900 693 or 131 332.
131 332.
To come out?
Absolutely.
So you're a footballer or you're a jockey or a singer or something?
Look, it doesn't matter what community you're in, you need to be proud, but the more that higher profile people come out, it's easier for kids. I see this in my workplace, that there are young people in my workplace that say, you're out, therefore I can be out. And, you know, whether it's Justice Michael Kirby, whether it's a sporting star, you know, whether it's a guy, you know, that you're digging the road with, people, you know, need to be honest with each other.
Okay, but say an AFL footballer, and there's no doubt there'll be gay men playing AFL footy, and no doubt about that, and probably have been for years. If an AFL footballer comes out, what do they get? Because they'll be the first.
Well, they're going to get more coverage probably in something like the Herald Sun. What needs to happen is, and look, I just really briefly, I had a chat with Eddie Maguire about this many years ago on Bent TV on Channel 31, and he said there were two or three Collingwood footballers at that time. This is when Mark Latham was leader of the Labor Party. And to give people a time frame, and he said that Collingwood would be there to support them. But we discussed it, and he said their life will become hell. Because...
Do you think that's right? Do you think that's right now? Today?
Let's look at someone like Bob Catter, who tries, or Jim Wallace from Australian Christian Lobby. Bigots, pure and simple, hate, bile. They're causing a lack of respect. And until people, you know, respect back, it's going to be so much harder for role models to come out. Think about how hard it's been for someone like Penny Wong.
Has it?
It has. I mean, she's done it tough. And she's a tough lady, but she's done it tough. And it's up to all of us to put that one word back, and that word is respect.
Well, and that's part of what Beyond Blue's doing. We'll take a break, come back with more calls, more face-to-face talk back here in City Square. And what we want to do is to finish with sort of a call to action, a plan. It's all very well to sit here and talk about it, and that's good, and that's constructive and positive, but where do we go now? Back in a moment.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.